This year, as you know, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Same is true of next year as well. The Mishnah tells us, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, that we don't sound the shofar. Why exactly is that true? How do we understand that there is no Tkiyah Shofar? The Gemara begins clearly assuming this should be a Din D'oraisa. The Torah tells us that Rosh Hashanah is characterized in two very different ways, Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas. Is Rosh Hashanah time of Yom Teruah? Is Rosh Hashanah time of Zichron Teruah? Yom Teruah means it's a day in which you sound the shofar. And Zichron Teruah apparently means, no, it's something that we recollect, a remembrance, a zikaron, but not actually the Tekiah Shofar in and of itself. And obviously, this is a difference that we parallel when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to davening. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We recite the words of Zichron Teruah. What's stunning, of course, is that really indicates the Din D'oraisa, two different sukkim, Parshas Pinchas, Parshas Emor. The Gemara immediately is bothered by the following. If that really is true, therefore one should never sound the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, regardless of whether this is in Beis HaMikdash or whether it's outside of the Mikdash. After all, if this is a Din D'oraisa, that is not only Begvulin, that is the Mikdash itself, and that Mishnah tells us that's not true. We do not sound the shofar. But the Mikdash, they would sound the shofar even on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, seemingly indicating how can that be a difference on a level of D'oraisa? And therefore, the Gemara tells us the following. The reason we not do so is because of a concern, a precaution, that Shema Yavreno Daraos B'Shus HaRabim, the Gzeira of Rabba. Just like when it comes to Nitilas Luvan Esra, the same thing when it comes to Purim Shechal B'Shabbos, we don't have a Kriya Samagila. So therefore, in order to safeguard Shabbos, we refrain from performing the mitzvah, and that precaution is only necessary begvulin, not in Mikdash, and therefore we are tokeya in Beis HaMikdash itself. You leave the sugya seemingly clue this is only a din drabanan. Two fascinating ha'aras. Number one is if you look in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi writes Yom Teruah Zichron Teruah, and the Yerushalmi stops. The Yerushalmi does not have the gzera derabba. Poshup Shat Yerushalmi, this is a din d'oraisa, that there is no Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. And you have to question, Yerushalmi doesn't fully explain, why would Mikdash indeed be an exception? Slavichuk once commented as follows, that, you know, the Parsha of Emor is a Parsha that doesn't only speak about Beis HaMikdash. That speaks about Gvulin. Parsha's Pinchas, that's talking about Yantif and Mikdash, And therefore it's true, there are two psukim. But the pasuk of Yom Teruah, that's the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, perhaps possibly indicating that, you know what, that in Mikdash it is always a Yom Teruah. Bigvulin, Parshas Emor, then at times you have a Zichron Teruah, but Yerushalmi presents that indeed as a Din D'oraisa. If you look in Gilyone Hashas, if Yosef Engel writes the following, there are ready makoros that even the Bavli assumes that this is a Din D'oraisa. This is found in Shibuli Haleket. This is found in the Tanya Rabasi. How can that possibly be? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Shema Yavirenu. Does that necessarily mean that indeed it's a din derabana? Poshem Shat, yes. That's a gzera derabba. You know what's fascinating? We've discussed in many, many different contexts. Or if Yosef Engel has a parallel piece, Lekav Tov Simen Ches, that just because something is a siyag, it does not always mean that it's a din drabanan. There are certainly cases where the Torah itself creates a siyag. Or avos drabinasan. Ezo siyag sha'asa tor lidvareha. Where do you find the concept of a siyag d'oraisa? Avos drabinasan writes, that's all the siyagim that the Torah says regarding arayos. The Torah says, lo sikrivu legalos ervasa. Don't do anything that could possibly lead itself to a violation of Gili Arayos. The Rambam Shita, those are Chakos, are in Isser D'oraisa. Oh, the Ram, very beginning, Maseches Pesachim, Aleph, Maf, and Dapi Arif. Why does the Torah go out of its way and tell you you can't even possess Chametz on Pesach? That's normally not true of Machalos Asuros. You know what the answer is? You're accustomed to eating Chametz all year long, and if you possess it, you may come to eat it. You know what that means? That's such a great Chiddush. But in Issa D'oraisa Atu Achila. And Rabbi Yosef Engel has over a dozen examples of something where the Torah forbids A because it could lead to B. There is Shonim already that point out the Shibuya Leket, and there the Tanya Rabasi. that when the Gemara says Shema Yavireno, that should be understood as well, as a din daraisa. After all, Yom Trua, Zichron Trua. And in Mikdash, where you don't have that concern, Midaraisa, indeed you are Tokeya. That's a novelty. That's a unique shita. We normally assume that, no doubt, that no, this is a din d'rabanan. That's the sugya last year. Yivamos tavtzadim abeis, av yesh koach biyad chacham lakor dover min ha-Torah. Sometimes the chacham can tell us that, you know what? Do not go ahead and fulfill a mitzvah daraisa. When you look in the Rambam, Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam writes a svara and the Rambam writes a posuk. What is the svara? The Rambam writes, Kishem sharofei chotech ever echad. Sometimes, rachmana litzlan, a doctor has to amputate a limb to save a body. Sometimes the chacham will make that determination as well. Ideally, of course, the starting point is to give shofar on Shabbos. But if we are concerned it could lead to chilul Shabbos, it is more important to safeguard Shabbos even at the expense of, and that's the svara that the Rambam writes. And then the Rambam quotes a pasuk. The Rambam quotes a drasha of Shem Anasya. V'shomra b'nei asas ha-Shabbos, la'asas ha-Shabbos. You know what that means? You observe Shabbos. Shabbos is everlasting. And you know what? At times the flip side also is true. A stunning drasha, Yuma Pehei, Chalel Shabbos Achas. Kedei Shishmor Shabbos HaSarabei. Sometimes, you know what? A person can Mechalel Shabbos in order to go into safeguard Shabbos. Rav Shimon Asi uses that as the drasha for Pikuach Nefesh. How do you know Pikuach Nefesh is Doches HaShabbos? Rav Shimon Asi, Chalel Shabbos Achas, the Rambam quotes that when it comes to Akiras Dov Min HaTorah. Sometimes the Chacham will say, you know what, that it is appropriate not to, in order to go into safeguard. And the Chachamim obviously have that right, that obligation, to tell us clearly, of Akiras Dov Min HaTorah. And therefore we do not go ahead and do so. You know, the fact that no doubt that we're not Tokei B'Shofar, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you know, that ups the bar in terms of our mindset, our achrayis. Tkiyah Shofar is not just simply a mitzvah in and of itself, but it's a tool, it's a vehicle. That's mefurish in Gemara. Now, that is how uvameh b'shofar, Rosh Hashanah Dav Teh Zayin. We're going to recite tefillos, and to allow our tefillos to ascend to shamayim, that is accomplished al yedei shofar. So you realize when you don't have the tkiyah shofar, you know what that means, that the mindset, the kavana, the intensity has to be all that much greater, compensating for the fact that we don't have that tool of tkiyah shofar. Not only is it true when it comes to tefillah, but maybe it's true in a second regard as well. There is the Gemara Megillah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Purim Shechal Lios b'Shabbos, Sho'alin v'Dorshim b'Nyamo Shoyom. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, that you know what? You have to make sure that you spend the day sholin v'darshim b'nyan oshel yom. Let me ask you the following question. What does the Gemara mean by Purim Shechalios b'Shabbos? Does it mean only, or does it mean even? Does it mean only when Purim falls out on Shabbos, or does it mean even when Purim falls out on Shabbos? One possibility is this. On a regular Purim, of course, sholin v'darshim. You know what the Chiddush is? Even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, when there is no Kriya Samagillah, it's still appropriate to be Shol V'Darish. You know what? Tosus does. That's not true. Tosus writes only a Chiddush. Typically speaking, when Purim falls on a weekday, you have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Samagillah, Ayyidei Kriya Samagillah. But when Purim falls out on Shabbos and you don't have that opportunity, so therefore, Shol V'Darshim. Mefurish and Tosus, Dalam and Alf, Meseches Megillah, precisely because we don't have the ability to, so you know, you have to compensate. And part of the compensation is indeed Sholin V'Darshim. The Lechemishna writes, the Rambam quotes this, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Megillah, Lechemishna suggests the Rambam interprets the opposite. It means not only Purim Shechal B'Shabbos, but even Purim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, even. The Gaon assumes no, the Shita of the Rambam is like the Shita Tosos, but that's an amazing Shita of the Baalei HaTosos. When you have an opportunity to perform the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. When for whatever reason that cannot be done, you know what? All of a sudden now, Sho'alim V'Darshim. If you'll ask me, where do you see that this Yisod is true? I'll tell you a Gemara at the very end of Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, a dialogue between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu, the Bris Ben Abisarim. Avraham Aminu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'me Eda Kirishana. What is the schus that I will be able to be your Eretz Yisrael? L'zarecha nasati yasaretz azos. You know what the answer is? B'schus ha-karbanos. Avraham Avinu said the following. We have a Beis HaMikdash. We offer karbanos. Tenach b'zman she-Beis HaMikdash kayim. What about b'zman she-ein Beis HaMikdash kayim? You don't have karbanos. You don't have Beis HaMikdash. You don't have that tool, that vehicle. So what exactly is the schus? You know what the answer of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is? What do you mean? I've given you not only karbanos, but I've given you the parshas ha-karbanos. The parshas ha-karbanos. Kol la'omra parshazu. Malav ha-kosel kil hikriv karban. If you don't have the karbanos, unisham affirm svaseinu. That you know what? The recitation of the parshas ha-karbanos. The parshas ha-karbanos. That itself is considered to be part of the kiyum. You know what? There is a comment of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah was found in Brachos, Daf Hei Mod Aleph and Daf Yarif, in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Min Ahar, that studying the Parshas HaKarbanos, you ready? Adin Daraisa. Adin Daraisa. Beforish Rabbi Yonah. Adin Daraisa. Where does Rabbi Yonah write this? Just a stunning kasha in Teretz. The Mishnah says in Brachos Daf Tes, let's assume the Zman Kriyashma passes. So there's no longer a mitzvah of Kriyashma. Are you allowed to recite the parsha of Kriyashma? So the Gemara says yes. Hakori mikan ve'elech lohifsid ke'odam hakori betovah. The Zman Kriyashma has passed. Okay, the mitzvah, I understand. Poshev shat, the mitzvah no longer. Are you allowed to go ahead and to recite Kriyashma? The Mishnah says yes. The Gemara is even bothered. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? You know what the Gemara answers? A stunning Kiddush, not for now. But you know what the Teretz of the Gemara is? You can even recite the brachos of Kriyashma as well. That's stunning. Even after the Zman Kriyashma, you can recite Kriyashma uvirchosem. Why exactly is that true? A very fundamental malchokas rishonim. Maybe that indicates that there's an expanded kiyum of Kriyashma, and therefore you can recite the brachos. Or maybe that's an indication that the brachos of Kriyashma are not just simply Birchos HaMitzvah on Kriyashma, Vaharaya, even though Kriyashma has come to an end, you can still recite Birchos Kriyashma. What is it if it's not just a bracha on Kriyashma? Maybe it's part of a kiyum and tefillah. And in fact, 3 days in Rishonim, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Rambam, whether Mikor Kam Veilech means just one more hour, Dalet Shos, because that's the Zman of tefillah, or maybe it means Chatzos, because there's a kiyum of tefillah Shlo B'Zman to Chatzos, or a great Chiddush in the Rambam, Shita Kol Hayom, Kol Hayom. All day you can recite Kriyashma and Birchos Kriyashma. Well. So that's the Gemara. A Mishnah says, even though Zman Kriyashma has come to an end, you can still recite Kriyashma. The Gemara says, isn't that obvious? The answer is a great Chiddush. You can recite Kriyashma Birchos. Rabbi Yonah's father, Daf Hei Mod Aleph Yarif, the following. Why is that obvious? What do you mean? Why should that not be obvious? Why should not be allowed to recite? You know why? Gittin Daf Samach. You know, we live in a time of Eis Lasos. We're so used to reciting Parshios and Psukim in the Torah, Bal Peh. But that wasn't true Meikradin. You know what? Dvaram Shebichsav, Iyatar Rishai LaOmro Bal Peh. Something that is Torah Shebichsav, that should be redacted Bichsav. That should not just simply be said Bal Peh. And Dvaram Shebal Peh should not be redacted, but rather that should be transmitted Bal Peh. And the Gemara says, you know what? Eslasos allowed for, we codified Torah Shev Bal Peh, and so much change. Gittin Daf Samach. But the Muska Rishon, Me'ikar Hadin, the starting point, is that, what do you mean? You're not allowed to simply recite Psukei HaTorah Bal Peh. Oh, so I'll ask you the following. Really? So, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma? You mean everyone has their own Sefer Torah? And they take out and they read Kriyashma mitoch haksav. That certainly is not true. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma? Oh, so you know what Rabbi Yonah writes? It's clear. If you have a parsha in Chumash where there's a mitzvah of Kriya, you're allowed to go and recite that parsha bal peh. If the Torah says that there's a mitzvah of Kriya, there's a mitzvah of Kriya. So that means that it's not bound to the typical restriction. Rabbi Yonah goes a step further. Bamed v'ram amurim. When you're fulfilling the mitzvah. But if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah has come to an end. You're allowed to recite it bal peh. So that should mean the following. If this is the Zman Kriyashma, and I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyashma, And the Torah envisions, I'm going to recite Kriya Shema Mamesh, Uvalech Tocha V'Derech. Obviously, there's no requirement that it has to be a Kri Mitoch HaTzav. But HaKori Mikan Ve'Elech. Once the mitzvah comes to an end, the mitzvah comes to an end. And it's not Kriya Shema. Isn't this part of the Talmud Torah, which is bound to that Nisgeres of Dvarim Shebichtav Yatar Shalom Abba Peh? That's the Kasha Rabbeinu Shalom Menachem. Wow. You know what his answer is? A stunning Chiddush. If you have a parsha in the Torah where there's a mitzvah of Kriya, that parsha of the Torah is excluded from the principle of Dvarim Shebichtav Yatar Shalom Abba Peh, even if you're reciting it outside of the timing or the framework of the mitzvah. It's not just that the mitzvah is matir. It means this parsha is not part of that principle. And that's why the Mishnah says that you can recite Kriya Shema even after the Zman Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says that's so obvious. And the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is Brachos. Why is it so obvious? Because since it's a parsha where there's a mitzvah of Kriya, therefore it's excluded from Dvarim Shebichtav Yatar Shalom Baal Peh. Wow, that's the Chiddush of the Shlomo Nahar. What does it have to do with us? It's a great Chiddush. I'll tell you the following. So then, Rabbi Yonah, Rosh Lomahar goes and continues and says, What are those partials? Were you allowed to recite Psukim Baal Peh? Where do you find partials in our Mitzvah of Kriya? Oh, Mikra Bikurim, Vidui Maisa, Kriya Shema. You know, one of the fascinating issues that Chazal had to choose a parsha for the Seder night, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, much has been written. Why did they choose the parsha of Arami Oviravi? That's the parsha. If I were to ask you to choose a parsha in Chumash that talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know what I would tell you? Choose a parsha that talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I would say, let's open up the parshas Bo. Let's open up the parshas B'Shalach and let's choose such a parsha. So that's like fascinating. Why of all parshas is this parsha? You know what I will tell you? One part of an answer could be exactly this. Unless the Torah tells there's an absolute mitzvah of Kriya, Dvarim Shebichtav Yatar Shalom Baal Peh. But there are certain partials that are excluded. A partial that has the mitzvah of Kriya. So you know what? Chazal chose a partial where there's a mitzvah of Kriya. Oh, because Arami Avrav is the partial of Mikra Bikurim. And if there's a mitzvah of Kriya, it's excluded from that cloud of Dvarim Shebichtav Yatar Shalom Baal Peh. So therefore, it's important to know, what are the parshiyos that was a mitzvah of Kriya? Vidim Aysa, Mikra Bikurim, Kriya Shema, Chalitza, Rabbi Yonah, the Parsha Sakarbanos. That's a Parsha Midaraisa where there's a mitzvah of Kriya. A mitzvah of Kriya, absolutely. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Kol ha'omer parshazu u'neshama form svasenu. Rabbi Yonah treats that as a parsha where there's a mitzvah of Kriya. That's something which is stunning. You know, that means that, you know, that's important in davening to say the parsha sakarbanos. Rabbi Yonah as a din daraisa. And that's the Gemara. When a person can go and perform the mitzvah, when you can't, you know what? The Amira, the Kriya, the Sholin Vidarshin. Wow. In the Hakdama to the Kukde Halachas, the Chavetz Chaim discusses, is this unique when it comes to Karbanos? Or is this something that is part of a broader principle? You know what I will tell you? Poshub Shant Natosis, Megillah Daf Dalit. When you have Purim, Shechal B'Shabbos, and you can't read the Megillah, so what do you do? Sholin Vidarshin. That's how you fulfill the Pirsum Hanes on Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. And that, I will tell you, is very, very relevant now for us. Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos and Sukkah Shechal B'Shabbos. You're not going to be Tokeh B'Shof, you're not going to be Noto Dalet Minim. So number one is realize that you have to elevate the tefillah, because there's something that Shofar and Lulav have in common that's part of the Kiyum of the Tefillah Sayom. We don't incorporate matzah into the Tefillah Sayom, but we incorporate Tekiah Shofar into the Tefillah Sayom. The Malchus, Sirchonis, and Shofros, the Tekiahs that are Al Seder HaBrachos. We incorporate in Tefillas Lulav, in the Tefillah Sayom, in the Hallel, in the Anuim, in Oshanos. You know what that tells you? that tells you that it's not just a mitzvah of tkir shmiya, it's not just a mitzvah of netila, but rather it is a kiyum of tefillah, a kiyum of tefillah. And if you don't have that, you know what? You have to see to it that you compensate for that which is lacking. That's part of our achrayus. That's true out during the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And you know, now the davening is over. You know what? Don't go to sleep. Shol in v'darshim. Shol in v'darshim. Now you know what? Go through the choshofer. Go through the dinim of shofer. Because Purim Shechal Yos v'Shabbos, shol in v'darshim. That no doubt is considered to be our opportunity. There's a fascinating deal. Maybe Mekoros and Rishonim. Furush and Achronim. Let's assume Midaraisa, we're tokei b'shofer on Shem Chal b'Shabbos, clear. Mid Rabbananat, poshim shet. Rabbananat because of the gzera d'rabba. Let's assume, for example, a person would be tokei b'Shabbos. Let's assume a person was no tel dalad minim b'Shabbos. Should he do so? Of course not. The Chaim's absolutely not. Gzera d'rabba. How do you understand that? Midaraisa, yes, midrabanana. Should he do so? No. He violated the gzeir d'rabba. Was he mekayim any mitzvah daraisa? Is there any kiyum mitzvah daraisa? The Torah says yes. Chachamim said no. I do so. Is there any such kiyum mitzvah? That's a fascinating discussion. There is a Tosus, Sukkah Daf Gimel, where Tosus discusses the following. Oh, the Shita Beishamai, you know what? The mitzvah. When you construct your sukkah, you know what? You sit in sukkah. Rosh Ovarubo, that's clear. But you know what? See to it that the shulchan is in the sukkah as well. Don't configure the sukkah that, you know what? You're going to sit in the sukkah, but shulchan ubesel chabayis. You're going to make your sukkah adjacent to the garage. You know what? The table is indoors, and you're sitting outdoors. What do you mean? I'm sitting in the cell of the sukkah. Oh, no. Shemi yimashech achar shulchanu. You know what? Who? You know what's going to happen? Lo and behold, you're going to end up leaning in. You're going to end up in the garage. And therefore, do not go ahead and do so. Do not configure in such a way of shulchano b'sel chabayis, shema yimoshech achar shulchano. Okay. Tosus is bothered. You know what the language of the sugya and sukkah later is? Chavches. If you do so, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Wow. That sounds very harsh. Lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Really? The mitzvah daraisa of a sukkos teshvu, you fulfilled. No? You violated a gzeir of shei mashach achar shochana. And the language of the Gemara is lo kiyam to mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. So Tosas writes his tani chiddush, sukkah daf gimel, eino chinami. The Chachamim said no. And if somehow a person ignores that, you know what? Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. There's no kiyam daraisa at all. That's against the Ran. The Ran, in Sukkah Daf Chavches, writes sometimes when a Gemara will say lo kiyamta, or the Gemara will say lo yatsa, it doesn't mean that there's no mitzvah whatsoever. It means you're not fully yotze. You're not fully yotze. Don't interpret that to mean that you're not yotze at all. You're not yotze at all. Wow. And the Ran brings a fascinating riot. You know what you say at the Seder night? That kol shlo omer shlo shadram elu v'pesach lo yotze yidei chavasa. If you don't explain the significance of Pesach, Matz, and Mar, you're not yotze. What exactly does that mean? You're not yotze. The Ran writes, this is a Ramban, the Mochamos, the very beginning of Maseches Brachos. You mean you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah at all? If you don't go ahead and elaborate on the significance of matzah, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of berev toch lematzahs. Just like there, lo yotzei chavasa means you're not fully yotzei. You didn't do the mitzvah fully appropriately. But there is a mitzvah. Oh, the Ran writes the same thing is true when it comes to rosho, rubo, shulchan b'sal chabayis. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukimecha means as a dinna chatchila, as a mitzvah mubcha. Well, you know, you see another chiddush from that Ran and the Ramban? When Rama Gamliel says, if you don't explain the significance, you're not yotze. No? We all know that, no? we make sure at the Seder, everybody is very attentive. No, we're about to explain Pesach Matzah. And I realize, if you don't say this, what mitzvah was Rabbi Gamliel referring to? You know what you see according to Ramban? The mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mara. The mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mara. You know what? When you look in the Rambam, the Rambam interprets it completely differently. Not the mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mara, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim demands that not only did you ascribe the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you incorporate the mitzvah Salayla. So if you don't take the time to explain the significance of Pesach Matzah Mara, you are not going to fulfill or fully fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a pretty fascinating focus, no? Ram Galil says, Lo Yatzadei Chavasa, which chiv? Which chiv indeed is he talking about? But Tosus already writes this chiddush. Sometimes, if you don't fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, you're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei. Wow, you're not Yotzei. Rabbi Niona writes this in the very beginning of Maseches Brachos. A person who will go ahead and say, Kriyash Mashalarvis, Lachar Chatzos. Lachar Chatzos. You know what? That he writes, you're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei. Not just simply that, you know, you should have said it earlier. You're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei. Wow. Sometimes the Chachamim say no. It can really mean that there's no kiyum. That's a fascinating machlokes. Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos. Is there a kiyum? Is there no kiyum? Are you Yotzei? Are you not Yotzei? There is a comment, Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega is found in Drush V'Chiddush, Chagiga Maroch Haches, where he writes, you're Yotzei. You're Yotzei. You violated Gzeira D'Rabba. But to really assume that there's no mitzvah whatsoever, no mitzvah, midaraisa, there's a chiyu, midrabana, no, but there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Rabbi Kivega writes, indeed, you're Yotzei. There are others that disagree. The Chalkas Yoav, a beautiful, beautiful Sefer Tshuvas, the very back, there's something which is called Kabad Kushyosa. He has 103 kashas. In Kashat Sarites, he discusses this. And there he writes that, you know what, that he thinks you're not Yotzei, like Tosus. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Poshup Shadi asked Rabbi Kveg, Rabbi Gerita, I'm not disagreeing with Tosus. Maybe there's a difference. When I say the following, don't do this because Shemi Avirenu. That doesn't sound like we're impairing the Tkiyah Shofar. That sounds like a Gavra consideration. No? You may end up doing this. When it comes to Yeshiva Basukka, you know what? It's a reconstruction. Yeshiva Basukka is defined, Tosus says, as Rosho Rubo Shukana. Maybe one could argue, maybe even if you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Sukkah, nonetheless, when it comes to a Shema Yavirenu, maybe indeed you are Yotzei. But it's a fascinating issue. This is Mamish quoted in the Daf of the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Chacham Shlomo, Tavkuf Peches, Chacham Shlomo raises this issue. If you're Tokeya B'Shofar, are you Yotzei? Are you Yotzei? You take Dalet Minim, are you Yotzei? In the Mai Nafka Mina, he writes a fascinating Nafka Mina. Maybe there's a difference between Shofar as opposed to Dalet Minim. Mm-hmm. Maybe a theme for a different shir, but our practice is machlokas rishonim. But our practice is we recite a shechianu on shofar not only on day one, but on day two as well. On day two as well. And realize that's a great chiddush, no? Because even though the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are kedushachas, yom arichta, beitz adafei, nonetheless, we still recite a bracha of shechianu. That's a very fundamental machlokas rishonim. Our practice is a Shekhin on day one, day two. You know, we try to cover ourselves. Coverage, no? So we'll have peiros, we'll have something unique on day two to cover the Shekhinu. When it comes to Kiddush, for example, but bottom line, there's a Shekhin on the second day as well. You know what? We'll have to discuss. On Sukkot, we don't do that. On Sukkot, we only recite the Shekhinu on the first day, Dalet Minim, not on the second day. Not on the second day. That's fascinating. And the most common minhag, even when it comes to sukkah, is we do that as well. Because this is not the minhag agra, but the most common minhag is to switch the order of the brachas from kiddush on the first night of sukkahs to kiddush on the second night of sukkahs. No? That's what it says in your machzer? That when it comes to the first night of sukkahs, I make kiddush, leishay besukkah, then shechianu. Why? Very simply. Because it's a twofold shechianu. The shechianu is chal on the kedushas hayom, That's a Gemara Erev and Daf Mem. Kedusha Simri Kore Vaharaya Vaharaya Erev and Daf Mem Yom Kippur. You don't have Mitzvah Sayom, but you have Kedusha Sayom, and you recite a bracha of Shechianu. And then Sukkah Mem Vav, you also recite a Shechianu on a mitzvah. On Kriyas HaMegillah, on Ner Chanukah, on Tekiah Shofar. So you know what? It's the first night of Sukkot. Wow, this is a twofold Shechianu. It's a Shechianu A on Kedushas Hayom. It's also Shechianu on the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. If a person, for whatever reason, would not have a Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, we would still tell him to recite a bracha of Shechianu on the Kedushas Hayom. On the Kedushas Hayom. Even without the mitzvah Hayom. Well. I would think that, you know what? Okay, tomorrow night, do the same thing. No? After all, a sveika diyama. No? And we switch the order. Kiddush, Shechianu, Leishev. That's like a fascinating Kiddush. It's as though the Diyun and the Rush, that the second night, the Shechianu, is only on the Kedusha Sayom, it's not on the Mitzvah Sayom. So therefore, the Kedusha Sayom, and Shechianu, and then the Mitzvah Sayom. And in Achinami, when it comes, for example, to Lulav, we only recite a Shechianu on the first day. We don't repeat the Shechianu on the second day of Sukkot. That's a fascinating deal. Why is that true? On Shofar, yes. Even though it's a Yom HaRichta. And Sukkot and Lulav, no. Why indeed should that be the case? But that is our practice. Each one is a Machlokas Rishonim. But that is our practice. We recite a Shechianu only on day one when it comes to Sukkot. So that deal, the Chacham Shlomo writes the following. It's the first day of Sukkot. Shechal B'Shabbos, this year. And you know what? The person recited a bracha of Shechianu. Tomorrow. You know what? I tell the person, you know, it was Shabbos. Don't do that. Okay. You know, I'll remember for next year. Does he repeat the bracha of Shechianu on day two? That's what the Chiddush Chacham Shlomo writes as follows. If you're going to tell me that the Netilas Dalid Minim B'Shabbos was no kiyum whatsoever, wow. He suggests that you have to repeat the Shechianu. If you're going to argue that, what do you mean? You violated the Gzeirah D'Rabba. I feel very bad. I violated the Gzeirah D'Rabba. But I was Makayim a mitzvah of Dalid Minim, and I recited a bracha of Shechianu. Chacham Shlomo writes, found in the Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Peches, not to repeat the bracha of Shechianu on the second day. You are Makayim the mitzvah, and you recited Shechianu, so second day don't go ahead and do so. Well, that's a fascinating possibility. A fascinating Kamina. That really raises even a much broader theme. If a person recites a Shechianu, and for whatever reason he's not Yotzei, does he have to repeat that bracha of Shechianu? The Mishnah Berurah weighs in differently in different places. Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Lamed Tes that, you know, a person recites a Shechianu on the mitzvah of Sukkah, you know, and he's so inspired, he looks up and he sees the shlach, Mishnah Berurah writes, he quotes B'Kor Yaakov, not to repeat the bracha of Shechianu. Wow. Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafresh Nun Aleph, you know, he takes his Dalid Minyan, and all of a sudden he looks and he sees, I'm missing something. I forgot to put that Ravos in. I forgot to put that Asin in. I have everything, but all of a sudden he looks and he sees the Hadassim are upside down. Mishnah Berurah writes, you have to repeat the bracha of Shechianu. Fascinating apparent steer in Mishnah Berurah. When do you have to repeat the bracha of Shechianu? If a person did something, but he wasn't Yotzei, wasn't fully Yotzei, but that's the nafkamina of the Chacham Shlomo in this particular case. One could raise the following basic question. If indeed this is only a Din D'Rabbanan, in Midaraisa you always have to be Tokei B'Shofar, whether it's Chol, whether it's Shabbos, always. How do you account for the two psukim of Yom Tru and Zichron Tru? Very nice. We're not Tokeya. So you know what? Chazal or Koveya, so say Zichron Tru. But the Torah says Zichron Shura. No? In Parshas Emor, the Torah says Zichron Shura. What do you mean Zichron Shura? Midaraisa, Rosh Hashanah is always a Yom Shura. Always a Yom Shura. A Gzeirah D'Rabbah, I understand, but how do you account for the Tupsuk? Apparently, it can't just simply be whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol. Midarais, even on Shabbos, you're tokeh. It must be something else. It must be something else. See, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out a magnificent finish. And that's the following. You know, it tells you something about the nature of the mitzvah of Shofar. Often, the Torah calls upon us, you know, this is what you must do. You know, and I'm going to be very fancy, and I'm going to say, oh, you know, there's a Maisa HaMitzvah, there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, well, you know. Eating matzah, Berev Tochle Matzos. What is the Maisa HaMitzvah? What is the Kiyum HaMitzvah? I'll kind of look at you, you know what? Well, the Maisa HaMitzvah is Achilas Matzah. How am I Mekayim the Mitzvah? The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Achilas Matzah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Achilas Matzah is not only a Maisa HaMitzvah, it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah go hand in hand. I would say that's like a norm. But you know what? The Rav suggested the following, that maybe there's another class of mitzvahs where there's a Maisa HaMitzvah, but you know what? There's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not just satisfied by just doing the act alone. You know, if I were to ask you, what is the Maisa HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema? You know what you would tell me? Kriya Shema. The recitation of Shema, many days in Rishonim. The first pasuk, first parsha, two parshios, three parshios, 4 days in Rishonim. But the mitzvah is Kriya Shema Parsha. If I ask you, what is the Kiyum of Kriya Shema? The Kiyum of Kriya Shema. Is it just Kriya Shema Parsha? Or maybe one could argue beyond that. The Kiyum of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. The way you attain Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim is through a Kriya Saparsha, that certainly is true. But the mitzvah is not just simply, in a robotic way, just to recite the words, but it's in order to elicit a certain response. That's how the Rambam describes, in the beginning of the Chiddush Yagrach, on the Rambam, now, Tefillah. Tefillah, no doubt, has a set prescription. This is how you must daven. Sheva, bakasha, hoda. But you know what? The Rambam is clear that the kiyum of tefillah is avodah shebalev. We accomplish the avodah shebalev through a certain structure. But there's a kiyum shebalev. There's an emotive quality to these mitzvahs. The Mishnah tells us, when it comes to Rachman, that's not Avelus. They're Dini Avelus. They're Nihugi Avelus. You know what the Lashon HaMishnah is? Ein Anina Sela Belev. You know what the Kim of Avelus is? What a person feels when he suffers such a loss. How a person relates to that experience. You express it by certain Nihugi Avelus. But it's not only ripping Kriya and sitting on the floor, but you know what? These are tools, they are vehicles to be able to elicit a certain response. If I ask you, what is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? You know, you'll read that Rambam, Perek Vav Vochas Yontif. There are many do's and don'ts. But doesn't Simcha address a mindset, a consciousness? It's not just merely Ein Simcha El Bavasa, Ein Simcha El Abayayin. You think a person who goes out and has yayin, the Mechaber writes, yayin, in Simcha l'Biyayin, the Rambam writes, Bosev yayin as well, and he's miserable on Yantif. You're going to tell me, that's the kiyum of the Samachta b'chagecha? That there are certain formal ways that we utilize them in order to attain a kiyum shebalev, but that's something which is critical. Isn't it true of Simcha? Isn't it true of Avelus? Isn't it true of Amidif Ne'ashtim? Isn't it true of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim? Soloveitchik pointed out that it's true of Shofar. Shofar is not just a Gzeiros HaKasach, Yom Tshuva Lechem. Oh, that's that Rambam. And the placement of the Rambam is exquisite. No Cheshuva. No? The Rambam writes, realize, Shofar, Gzeiros HaKasach, of course it's a Gzeiros HaKasach. But the Rambam writes from his Yeshbo, Uri Yeshenim Yeshenaschem. No? The Rambam writes, realize, it's a wake-up call. It has to be Mashpia. It has to be impactful. This is not just simply a Gzeiros HaKasuv. And that is a marked difference between matzah as opposed to shofar. Ideally, of course, a person eats matzah, a person should certainly be conscious of everything that the mitzvah entails. But you know how the Rambam passes Perek Vav Achosa Matzah, Kafu Vav HaMatzah Yatzah. Yeit the matzah yotzah. In other words, mitzvah sein tzrichos kavana. A person doesn't eat matzah, he was forced to eat matzah. He's yotzah. Who, Magen Mishneh's Bab, Astir in the Rambam? The Rambam in Perek Vav, Chametz and Matzah, you're yotzah the mitzvah matzah without kavana. The Rambam Perek Beis Hefach HaShofar, Shofar requires kavana. Shofar requires kavana. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of shofar b'li kavana. Astira gluy in the Rambam. No? How can that possibly be? Many possibilities. Rostovich suggested exactly this point. When you're talking about a ma'isa mitzvah and a kim mitzvah that are one, so one could argue, b'di'evet, if the ma'isa mitzvah is the kim mitzvah, you're yotzei. Not minamuvchar, but you're yotzei. But in a case, for example, where the Maisa Mitzvah is an order to, and a person is clueless, he's unaware, he's blank, you're going to be Yotzei. Tefillah b'li kavana, you're Yotzei. The Rambam writes, absolutely not. The Rambam writes, we would not say Mitzvah Saint Tzrichos Kavana when it comes to Tefillah. There's a kiyum of Tefillah in Tekiyah Shofar. It's not only an act, but it's a kiyum shibboleth. It's part of the avodah shibboleth. As I alluded to earlier, you know, we don't incorporate matzah into the seder hatfilah. But we do that when it comes to shofar. Malchis rochon shofaros. Poshav shat and Rashi and Parshas Emor. Adin daraisa. Rashi writes, that's the meaning of zichron truah. Wow. That shofar is part of the tefillah sayom. And inconceivable to say, you know what, you daven without kavana, it's okay, you're yotzei. The Rambam even goes as far as to assume yotzei, ain't no tefillah. It's not even an act of tefillah without kavana. And shofar has these elements. I'll tell you a stunning balamor. The balamor and Yud and Daf Yarif, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara distinguishes Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin between different series of kolos, the Tekiyos to Miyushav, Tekiyos to Miyumad. We normally assume like Rov Rosh Hashanah. You know what the Tekiyos to Miyushav are, the first Tekiyos? Those the Tekiyos after leaning, before Shmoneh Esrei. Why is it Miyushav? Because it's not in the framework of a Shmoneh Esrei, the Tekiyos to Miyushav. And the Tekiyos to Miyumad are all Seder Abrachos. The Balamor is very different. The Balamor writes, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. The Tekiyos de Miyushav, which are the first, are Al Seder HaBrachas. That was the first time you would sound the shofar. It's in the framework of the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Tekiyos de Miyumad, the Balamor writes, the Tekiyos at the very end of davening after Shemoneh Esrei. The Balamor writes, amazing, no? That the first kolos you would hear of the shofar was Al Seder HaBrachas. And then the Balamor writes a stunning chiddush. If I were to ask you, what's the nusach habracha when it comes to tekiyah shofar? You know what you're going to tell me? That's really unclear. No? Take a look in the Rosh. Selchim Aleph Yud, Rosh Hashanah Dalef Yud. So many different deis in Rosh Hashanah. What's the nusach habracha? You know, is the verb shmia? Is the verb tekiyah? Is the prefix al? Is the prefix le? You know, like, it's on you. You know what's unusual? What, there's no Gemara? There's a whole Masechta, no? There's no Gemara that just tells you that this is the... Guess what? There's no Gemara. That discusses openly the bracha on Tekiyah Shofar. That's like very surprising, no? Very surprising. Yeah, well, what's the bracha when it comes to Dalet Minim? You know, Sukkah Mevah. What's the bracha on Shofar? Guess what? You know what the Balamor writes? You ready for the stunning Kiddush? There was no bracha on Tekiyah Shofar. The first time they would sound the shofar was Al Seder HaBrachos. Al Seder, in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. You know what that would mean, the Balamor writes? That the first time we sound the shofar would be 11, 11:30, 12. You know what happened? there were some elderly people, there were some sickly people, they would come to shul bright and early, bright and early. They would have to leave davening. They wouldn't hear a single call. They wouldn't hear a single call. So you know what the Balamo writes? There was a later takana to have 30 kolos before the Shemoneh Esrei, to accommodate those who are not able to stay to be yotzei the mitzvah to keir shofar al seder abrachos. In other words, the first 30 kolos was not midini de gemara. That was much later. And then the Balamo writes something stunning. Midini de gemara, there was no bracha on shofar. But if you're going to have a mitzvah of shofar now outside of the miskeres of Shemoneh Esrei, and earlier, that was a double change. It wasn't just simply a change that you have earlier kolos, but now you have to recite a bracha. Now you have to recite a bracha, because it's not within the framework of the tefillah. Oh, and that's why there's such a machlokas Rishonim, what the nusach bracha is, because this was a much later takana, not midina de gemara. Wow, that's a stunning chiddush of the Balamo. But you know what's such a chiddush? There's no bracha on tekiah shofar. Oh, Klabalamora, because the Malchias Sichronos and Shofros serve as the Birchas HaMitzvah and Shofar. Serve as the... That's stunning. That's Bafurish and Balamor. The Tefillah serves as the Bracha for Shofar. How can that be? How can that be? You're going to tell a person, you know what, don't make a Bracha on Achilas Matzah because you daven Mariv. The Tefillah serves as... How is it possible for the Malchias, Sichronos, and Shofros to serve as the bracha for the mitzvah shofar? And you only recite a separate bracha when you're being tokeh outside of the mizgeres? One thing is clear. One thing is clear. That you know what? The link between the tefillah sayom and the shofar, that's real. That's palpable. Where does that come from? Mefurish and Rashi and Parshas Emor. Zichron Teruah. Zichron Teruah. Zichronos. Shofros. Zichron Teruah. You know, the Gemara writes in Daf Chavav Medeis that a shofar has to be bent. It has to be kufuf. Kufuf. Why is that so important? What's wrong with the shofar? It looks like a flute. Why does it have to be something which is bent? You know, the Gemara says, Koma de kaya finish dante male tvei. Because the more you are bent, the more impactful. What exactly does that mean? Rashi writes, betfila, betfila. When a person davens, especially on the Rayim, you don't daven with a koma zakufa, with an upright posture. You know what? You bend. Wow. Rashi writes, the shape of the shofar is supposed to take on the shape of a person who immerses himself in tefillah. Immerses himself in tefillah. And if you look at the Gemara in the previous Amud, Chafav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says the following. There are many candidates for a shofar, but you cannot go ahead and use a Karen Shopar. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? The Gemara says, you're going to use a para for shofar? The Gemara says, that's reminiscent already of the Egel, of the Egel. And that's where the Gemara writes, in Kategor, Nasa Senegor. How do you dare go ahead and use something for the shofar that is connected even remotely to a Cheta Egel? Just like the Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur doesn't wear his big Dezah, because Egel Hazav, what is true of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is also true of Shofar. The Gemara asks the immediate kasha. A Gemara, Chafav Maralev. The Kohen doesn't wear big day Zav in Yom Kippur. When the Kohen goes in Kodesh HaKadoshim, he doesn't wear the big day Zav. So you know what you see from that? That the halacha of Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar is unique halacha in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lifnim. Outside, of course, the... So, you're tokeh b'shofar in Kodesh HaKadoshim? You're tokeh b'chutz? Why should this halacha apply? If ein kategor nasa senegor means the following, that in Kodesh HaKadoshim don't invoke an image of Egel Hazav, but it's only limited to there. What? So the Gemara says something incredible. Kevan de lezikar nasi kelifnim dam. Shofar is comparable to avodah in Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what shofar is. That's what shofar is. And how do you know that's true? Kevan de la zikaran. Zikara? Zikaran is zichron shur. Zikaran is zichron shur. What exactly does that mean? You know, the Gemara brachas daf lamed, when a person davens, he can daven anywhere in the world. You know what the Gemara tells us, but tefillah is always mechuvan keneged kodesh hakadoshim. That's how Soloveitchik explained klifnim damim. There's a kiyum of zichron shuah. There's a kiyum of the ratzon lifnei Hashem. There's a kiyum of ritzui. Well, the Ritzvah writes, there is a category of mitzvos that are l'ratzos. L'ratzos. There's a category of mitzvos that are l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. What are the mitzvos, the Ritzvah lists? L'ratzon lifnei Hashem. L'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Ritzvah in Sukkah Daf Tes writes, Karbanos, Lulav, well. The Ritzvah a little bit later, Daf Lamed Aleph, Shofar. Shofar is not just simply a Maisa Mitzvah. It's like an act of Hakrava Sakar. Tiku Lefanai. Isn't that the Lashon HaGemara? Malani Aleichem Kilo Akatem Esatzmechem. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin. You know, you're going to sound the shofar. It's an act of Hakrava Sakar. It's an act of Hakrava Sakar. That's something which is stunning. And the Rambam writes that that's the essence of what shofar is, not just simply a mitzvah of. And the Rambam writes an incredible phrase. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah, you know why this is necessary? Because the Rambam writes, unfortunately, shochachin es ha'emes behavle hazman. You know what? People become so distracted by that which is absolutely meaningless, that they forget, they forsake the most important truths in life. The Rambam writes. And you see it all the time. You see it all the time. You know, a person can be caught up with nothing. And a person can somehow be absorbed in that which is so frivolous and frivolity, no, with hevel. And all of a sudden, that becomes front and center. If I would have to characterize today's society in contemporary America, that's this Rambam. No, shochachin es ha'emes b'hav le'hazman. No, you know what? Where hevel prevails, and the most important truths in life are just simply ignored. The Rambam writes, that's why you need a tekiyah shofar. Uri yesheni mishenaschem. It has to be a wake-up call. That's not just simply a ma'aseh mitzvah. That is part of the kiyum of zichron shua. That is the avoda generally, and that is especially the avoda when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, where you don't have the actual tekiyah shofar. But you know what? You have to position yourself in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even without the kol shofar, you have to recognize that the essence of Rosh Yom Kippur is to be bifnei Hashem. Normally on Yom Kippur, to be bifnei Hashem, you know what that means? You have to be all the rego. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is very unusual, no? Bifnei Hashem titaru, without aliyah lerego, a person can position themselves to be bifnei Hashem. We usually have the shofar to see to it, the zikaron, klifnim dami. And we don't have the shofar, you know, that's part of our achrayas. So recognize, that requires a sense of hachana. That requires a very, very serious mindset. That means to see to it that the tefillos are elevated. You position yourself in Yom Narayim to find yourself the most conducive environment for absolute iyun tefillah. If it can be in the yeshiva, that's absolutely wonderful. And then shol in v'darsh, shor v'darsh. If you don't have the mitzvah, you have to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that, you know what, kol mar parshazu, so without the mitzvah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to master Hilchos Shofar. I'm going to learn well the Rambam Hilchos Teshuvah. I'm going to embrace that as part of the Avodas Hayom more this year than in the past, precisely because we don't have the opportunity to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar as it would if this was a Yom Chol. It's a challenge, but for us it's an opportunity to be able to embrace, to be able to seize, and that has to be the seriousness of the mindset. So on the threshold of Rosh Hashanah, we have to recognize this requires anticipation, this requires hachana, in order to learn Bahasmada Tzum, in order to daven with the real sense of Iyun Tefillah, to see to it that it carries through during all the Aseres Mitzvah, that we elevate ourselves, and by example, we elevate the entire yeshiva, we elevate others. It can serve as an incredible, incredible model for others, for your chaverim, when they see that, you know what, that this is our opportunity to be able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know what, Shamati, Lakachti Musa, I understand. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. This is the privilege HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And even without a mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar, that, you know, we're positioned to be able to see to it, that will emerge, Be'ezras Hashem, at Zakai B'din. I urge you, seize the opportunity. Focus on the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah itself. Be'ezras Hashem, that this will be at the Shnas Chaim Ubracha for all of us as Yechidim, for all of Knesset Yisrael, that Be'ezras Hashem be zochet to continue Yeshua's Venachamas. Thank you.